Father, I just thank you for your wonderful touch on Brother Freedom. Lord, I know that you've given him some scriptures already, but the Holy Spirit's going to undertake for him and give him words, just like Paul prayed for utterance, that utterance might be given to him. And Lord, we thank you for giving utterance to Brother Freedom. We thank you for strengthening him. We thank you, Lord, for anointing him. And then, Lord, we pray for our listeners. We ask you, Lord, that they might be touched. Many of them are in dire conditions. They're in places of great danger. We just ask you, Lord, that this hope, that they will receive it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Lord, we just thank you for that prayer, and we're just going to stand on Brother Clint's prayer, and we'll leave this day, and I'm going to just go to what you want me to do, and I'll touch your people mighty way this way, today, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I was going to the gym this morning. First of all, I just wasn't going to go. I started even turning around. Lord says, well, it's not going along with what I want you to say, because he said, you're going to, in these last days, everybody's going to push themselves really their max to serve me. And I thought, boy, even when you don't feel good, you know, like when I, Lord says, yeah. He says, did not my word says, having done all to stand, you're going to stand. As I started seeing that, and the Lord was speaking to me, that we in this last days are, God's gonna bless us, but we've gotta literally take that first step. We always have to do the sort of, when we're salvation, we have to make that first step. Then God follows us all the way through. It's like He does what we can't do. This scripture here that I'm gonna read and believe, I believe that God's let me see that we have to really sort of push ourselves a little bit spiritually. I'm not saying in our physical, because our physical won't do so much. But in our spiritual, we need to exert ourselves and not just go to sleep. And I believe there's a lot of God's saints that have went to sleep. They're resting. What they're going for, they think is sealed. But the Lord speaking to my heart is not sealed. Somewhat sealed, but not altogether. And this scripture here, I think, will help us realize that God helps us, for we can't make it without the Lord. But also, we can know that we got faith in God. He's going to help us in our inabilities, in our failures. If we'll give Him our failures, give Him our inabilities, He will take us. But so many people want to, they're just doing it in their own way. And I believe the Lord truly speaking that we've got to be seriously minded toward the Lord. Now, we could be broad, by the way, a lot of people are. We say, well, it's God's work. We don't have to really get serious because God's going to take care of us. No, I really believe we have to seek Him and trust Him. In Titus, the third chapter, I read this quite a while back, and it really stuck in my mind. I sort of underlined part of it. And I'm going to read part of it because it says, to speak evil of no man, to be no brawlers, but gentle, showing all meekness unto all men. There's a lot to that. Speak evil of no man, no brawlers. We know what brawlers are. There's one that fight and those kind of things. And these are things that God wants. But in meekness to all men. Meekness is a sort of a quality that a lot of people don't think it's very, you know, not macho to be meek, but I really believe it says the meek shall inherit the earth. And our power is in the Lord. Our power is not in us. If I was going by my power, I would have to be home tonight because I ain't got no power. But I believe God can do what I can't do. For we ourselves were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceivers, serving divers lusts, this fits us all, and pleasures, living malice, envy, hateful, and hating one another. That describes mankind. But after the kindness and the love of our Savior toward man appeared, when Jesus appeared, these things changed. But it was through Jesus' sacrifice that brought this. What He brought in was the Holy Ghost. Jesus brought the Holy Ghost. Yes, He did, but He says, my work's done. I'm going to heaven. Oh, I feel the glory. I'm going to prepare you and all my beloved a luxurious place for eternity. And while I'm doing that, I'm going to entrust the Holy One. And He's going to reprove this world of sin. And He's going to bring you to a place that you can be my bride. But you've got to be keep serious-minded that He is your leader, even though I'm with you too. We work together. And God the Father observes everything. It's all under His control, under His bidding. Not by the works of righteousness which we have done. No, no. But we, according to His mercy, He saved us. Oh, boy. God saved us. Through His Son. Through the sacrifice, yes. But Jesus has paid in full. And Jesus sent the comforter. And this is what the comforter does. By the washing and regeneration of the Holy Ghost. Remake us over and over and over. The renewing of the Holy Ghost. That renewing is a daily process. That renewing is never finished. That renewing is always on. It's not like you've never obtained. And each one of us is all equal that way. We gotta keep trying a little harder. It's our own. We're not trying to outclass anyone else or outdo anyone better, but we're trying to get each one of us into a private identification with the Holy Ghost. And each one of us has a special place. Each one of us has a special calling. Each one of us has a special way that God can only use this. Heaven's not going to be complete if you don't allow the Holy Spirit to bear the renewing. In Ephesians says, for the renewing of your mind that you might prove what is the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. The renewing takes place daily. Romans 12:1, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable, unto God, which you reasonably serve. Be not conformed to this world, but be renewed by the renewing of your mind that you might prove what is the renewing of your mind. That's what this service is here tonight. The renewing, that means it's constantly a warfare going on. You've got to seek God and keep everything cleaned out by the washing and regeneration and renewing generationists and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which He shed abundantly through Christ Jesus, our Savior. That being justified by grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. It's all here. Here, this eighth verse, the ninth verse, really, you can see that we have a job to do. This is a faithful saying. This is a faithful saying, and these things I will confirm constantly, that they which have believed the Lord might be careful to maintain good works. Maintain. You know, these old years ago, before they had highways, the motor graders were called maintainers. They weren't motor graders in those days. They were maintainers. And maintainers come by and they've shaved off the high spots, and that's how motor graders started. But they called them old motor patrols, or they were maintainers. Because they maintained the highway. They patrolled the highway. Those days they didn't have super highways like we have now. But that's what they call them. Because they maintain that if you maintain in the summertime, the wintertime, hopefully you can get over the roads. And that's the same parallel as our lives. We gotta maintain good works. These things of good are profitable to all men. They're profitable. You might say, oh, it's not for me. This service, it's for you. We're not no big I. God's the big I. We're the little you. I have to survive under God's plans, under God's power, under God's anointing. What here is anointing, there is freedom. There's power. And God never fails. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He just wants us all to be ready for the last day. See, this earth was built special for this day. All these years have been for one climax to come, that men would go home to their Lord. Men everywhere, and women, united, would go home and live for eternity with their Heavenly Father. That's the plans that God has. But this here will cause us to fail. But avoid foolish questions, genealogies. You know, we don't have to know all these. I knew I was right, but I knew there was a place in the Bible that said about this, to avoid foolish questions, genealogies, covetousness, for they are unprofitable and vain. You know, we can argue about things that have no bearing on our salvation. We can have seminars and on things that's useless. They're questionable. We need the Holy Ghost as our supreme leader. We don't have to know how many days that Noah, it's not crucial. If we want to know, we can try to figure out how many days it starts, I guess it's alright. But what I'm saying, what's crucial for each one of us is to know where we are with the Lord daily. That's the problem. And if we're not careful, we're going to lose that problem and we're going to miss heaven. If you miss heaven, you can know all the genealogies, you can know all the feast days, you can know all the holidays. You're going to have eternity down there to think about those things. But they're not going to save you. This Bible is full of things that are good history. But what I'm saying, when it comes down to this last hour, they're not what they're here, that we'll maintain a high standard spiritually, that we'll be alive unto God, but dead to sin. God really don't care how much knowledge we know. Knowledge puffs up, but spirit brings forth life. You know, we can get out here and see who's the biggest, the bravest, and all these things, but they're no avail. God wants us to be humble. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, that He might exalt us in due time, casting all of our cares upon Him, for He cares for us. Be sober. Be vigilant. God wants us to wait upon His Spirit, that we'll not fulfill the lust of the flesh. In ourselves, we come against the hand of God many times. And God's mindful of where we are. He realizes we're made of clay. It says He knows that we're made of dust. And that's why He gave us the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is our tutor. The Holy Spirit is our leader. He is the one that we're to seek. He's the one we're to praise. We're here. God don't mind us. We need to praise God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. It's all right. But what I'm saying, God is God. I know God, Father God is over everything. But Jesus Christ came as our Savior. Very important. But also the Holy Ghost. We've kicked the Holy Ghost out, and He's no longer in any power at all. And that's where our trouble is. We've got to call upon Him. We've got to make plans. We've got to seek Him. We gotta make restitution. We gotta get on our knees and say, Lord, I'm sorry. I'll come. I love you, Father, but I see that you give us your Son. But I see also that you give us, you're faithful, that you give us the Holy Ghost to keep us till we take us home. The Bible says, Jesus said, I'll forgive every, but you'll get blaspheming against the Holy Ghost. There's no covering there. So we need to acknowledge it, that we'll not be led astray. And I hear people, it just burdens my heart. I don't think I'm going to watch some TV. I'm not going to watch, because all it does is make me feel sad, because it derates the Holy Ghost till he's just a slave. He's not. He knows everything about you. God's given him a power, and he knows where you live. The Holy Ghost knows your avenue. He knows all about you. He knows your blood pressure. And He knows all about you, sir. Madam, He knows everything. You need to say that, you know, I know Jesus came, but Jesus says, needful that I go away. And He said, I'm going to go to the right hand of the Father. Now, the Father, His eyes is no distance, the Father. But the Holy Ghost has come down to live in our hearts. Greater is He that's in you. And see, many of us never acknowledge that. We've never thought about it. But it's, I believe it's mandatory. And I don't know what the answer is because there's so many people, it's so distant. I've searched and God called me about 30 some years ago. He told me that this is what it's going to be. And it's exactly like he said 30 some years ago. There's no unction. Even the biggies comes right down to it. They everything, but they never really acknowledge the power of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is above everything. And he's here to lead us. But renewing of the Holy Ghost. The renewing. Hakamashita, I will lift my eyes to my God. And I'm going to pray through to the Holy Ghost comes and gives me a renewing, a new birth every day that I'll be acceptable in the Lord's sight. I'll be a way that I can arrange my life to be in direct contact with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost because they grow together. They're one. You can't leave them out. But part of people are leaving one of them out. They're leaving the Holy Ghost. Because I've been in churches and they said, we don't want that in our church. And I said, well, you don't know what you're saying. We do. We know what we're doing. We want to be like the other churches. Well, I said, you're like the other churches. We need to be different. If that's what it takes to make heaven, we need to keep our eyes upon God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. And they'll not let us go. They're renewing. You need the renewing of the Lord Jesus Christ. You need the renewing. The renewing of God is real. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind. That you put on the new man after God was created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore put away all lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one to another. Now these are just for the problem. When you start reading this here, it gets each one of these is a sin. Wherefore be ye angry and sin not, let not the sun go down upon thy wrath. That's another thing we should be. Neither give place to the devil. Oh, this gets us all. We don't need to give him any place. Let him steal no more, but let him labor, working with his hands, that the things which is good that he may have to give everyone that needeth. So it's okay to be, God said it's okay to work. You don't have to get out here and beg. God will provide for you. He'll keep you. These are all good. Because this is the new man. These things are sort of be corrections. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. No corrupt. How many people, I've even heard pastors say things, slang and things that's detestable to God. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace to the hearers. Minister grace. Everything that we do should be seasoned with God's grace. And we can't do that without the power of the Holy Ghost. You're not going to keep these laws. You're going to have troubles. Some of you might try it. But with the Holy Ghost, it's easy. Because he helps you in all these areas. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed the day of redemption. Grieve not. You know, every time in a church service, when God wants to move, and you sit back there and say no, you're grieving the Holy Ghost. Every time. And you know what happens? He's walking out. And I'll tell you something else that I've seen, and I know it's true. God puts a big sign, Ichabod. Many of you people got Ichabod on your ceilings, and your prayers are only going up a little ways. Satan likes you to be there, so he'll allow you your prayers to be answered. I heard read there today in Revelation, it said Satan's gonna have his people's gonna have a prayer meetings and stuff in the last days. Gonna cause the very elect to be deceived. God don't want his people deceived no longer. He wants to be alive in from heaven. God wants you to be alive. I don't know why I come tonight, but I do now. He wants us to be alive and dead to sin. Alive unto God. But dead the things of this world. Love not the world, the things of the world. Any man love of the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Casting all your cares of this world away. Take on the things of God. Seek ye the first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and then all these things shall be added to you. And let all bitterness. I've seen so many Christians are bitter. It says, let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. This is what the regeneration of the Holy Ghost causes us to happen. It's the regeneration, and be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. See, God made it where we can get regenerated. And pretty soon we're not walking old flesh. We're walking in the Spirit. We're walking in God's leadership. We're walking in God's calling. We're walking not as normal. We're walking as saints. That's the only way we're going to get sainthood. We're going to have to renew ourselves daily in the Holy Ghost. It's not obtainable any other way. It's obtained by renewing of the Spirit of God. Alive unto God, dead to sin. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Where the Spirit of flesh is, there's troubles. God's greater than all its help. But what we're happening now, we're at the climax of God's dispensation. So we got both things arising right now. We got troublesome times. And that's why there's many being deceived. There's many been pulled away. And the Holy Ghost, it's not his fault. He loves every one of us. And Jesus paid in full. He gave his life that these things could be made manifest this hour. They can walk in this last hour. God wants to move upon his church in a powerful way. He wants to be liberated. When the enemy comes in like a flood, God will raise up a standard against them. We're more than conquerors through him which loved us. Greater is he that's in me, he is in the world. Now unto him that's able to do exceedingly abundantly all we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, there's power. Now unto him that's able to keep you from falling and present you faultless before his presence with exceeding joy. That's the power of the Holy Ghost. The scripture writer says that. It says that we're not. I'm going to read this because I knew it needs to be read tonight, because that's what it should be ended. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. How that they told you that there, this is what they, but remember ye the words that spoken before our apostle, our Lord Jesus Christ, way back there, 2,000 years, how that they would, should be mockers. My brother told me that these birds mock. In the last time, who should walk after their own ungodly lusts. Own! This is Christians. These are they who separate themselves sexually, having not the Spirit. Having not. Having not. Do you hear that? Having not the Spirit. But ye, beloved, building up yourself in the most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. See, we've got a chance to change that. We have to stay converted God's way. Power through the supernatural. Keeping yourself in the love of God, looking for the mercy of the Lord Jesus, who eternally, eternal life. Now to him that's able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. With exceeding joy. So I'm going to read something in Timothy. God's here 30 minutes ago. I could not go. God's here. You know, I thought about this afternoon, because the anointing makes so much difference. I'm two different people. 30 minutes ago, I was wore out. No power. There's something when the hope of HaMashiach comes upon you that I know God's real. God put me in a place that I know it's God. And I should have died in the night, but God was right there with me. Twice. I know God's real. He don't make lies. He's put me through a lot because he hadn't put me in a place that I know how you feel. It's going to take a lot to get you to heaven. It's not just a slang band, up and down, thank you man, because God give you his love. He can give it to you just to walk on God. Knowing this last day's perilous time shall come, where men shall be lovers of themselves, covetous, boasters, proud, as now, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, without natural affection. Without natural. Truth breakers. Oh, people love to lie. Telephone just constantly. I'm just sick of people lying to you. Truth breakers, false accusers, inconsistent fears, despisers of those despisers. You know, when I really went out for God, I couldn't believe it. But Christians give me a hard time. And I didn't even tell people. But somehow they knew it. Something about the Spirit. There was people that actually hated me. I know. When you get close to God, the devil sort of screams. Having the form of godliness but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. We're not to agree with it. You know, I think that's the only reason that Brother Freedom is where I am today, because I have not no good thing. I don't say nothing. Because God is everything. He says, our righteousness is filthy rags. But one thing I've never done is going against anything of the Holy Ghost. And when God's told me something, I stood by myself. I stood. If people laughed, I stood. And I believe that's the answer. There's too many people that just flake out. And this is the clincher right now. And that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, where to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. You know, if it wasn't for this wonderful word, this word is power. This word is mighty. But it takes the Holy Ghost to bring it alive. Hear me? The Word of God is alive, but it takes the Holy Ghost to bring it. It brings it. Hakamashita, the glory! God made it to go together. The glory of God. So in the last days we must worship Him in spirit and truth. The Spirit and the Word. The Spirit and the Word. All Scripture is given from the inspiration of God is profitable for doctrine. We don't need to argue about it no more. Just give it out. For correction, for instruction in righteousness. It's for instruction. It's not to get out here and argue about it. It says, just give it out, they don't take it. But that's what the Holy Ghost does. He makes it move. When the Holy Ghost comes, everybody's gonna, either gonna take it or they're gonna throw it out, one of the two. That the man of God may be perfectly furnished in all good works. All good works. Hebrews, make you perfect in every good work to do His will, working in you that is well-pleasing in His sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. God wants us to grow to maturity. I'm not through. I was through, but I'm not through right now. I feel too good right now. This is the main thing. This is going to be the answer, I think, right here. For the perfecting of the saints. For the work of the ministry. This is something that nobody wants to talk about. For the edifying the body of Christ. Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge the Son of God unto a perfect man. A perfect man unto the measure and stature of the fullness of Christ. What? It's plain to me it is that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried away with every wind of doctrine by the sight of man, by the cunning craftiness whereby we lie to wait to deceive, but speaking truth that we might grow up in Him in all love. You know, if we don't do this, this is what's going to happen to us. This I say and testify the Lord that you will no longer walk as Gentiles walk in the vanity of their mind, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance in their heart because of blindness. Blindness will take in and you'll be blind. You'll be deceived. Who being past feelings, giving them over to lasciviousness. This is what happens. To work all uncleanness with all greediness. But you have not so learned Christ. You know, when there's warring, the Bible says, though we walk in the flesh, we do not war with the flesh, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, mighty through God,
pulling down strongholds, casting down imagination, and every high thing exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought to the obedience of Christ Jesus our Lord. God wants us to grow up. God wants to be a powerhouse in Him. I'm going to quit now. But God bless you all. I pray that God will take that word. It's solemn today. It'll be with you. It'll be a good sandwich for tomorrow. Hold on to that. This word will not let you go. This word is faithful. It'll keep you. And I believe God put this word together right today. I believe you can understand and lean on it. Read it. Digest it. And pray. Seek God. And God will maintain you in a very special way. Father, I just pray for your people. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen and amen. God bless.